The firing quickly died away as the assault squad realized they were being filmed instead of attacked. But by then, the news teams had a full 4 or 5 seconds of GAS confusion for the evening broadcast. Things were going even better than Jaina had hoped, and they quickly improved when the familiar square-shouldered figure of the assault squad commander stepped out of the turbolift.
Bloa, Jaina started toward the lift. If it isn't Captain Atar!
She called the name out especially loudly to be sure that Javis Tyr and every other news being caught it on their audio. If the plan kept going this well, she might even risk revealing that this whole trap had been Jag's idea. That probably wouldn't do much to buy him or her any slack with her parents, but it just might make the Masters view their situation a little more sympathetically. Atar quickly motioned his troopers to lower their weapons, then came 3 meters forward and stood scowling out from beneath his bushy mustache. Jaina was glad to see that both he and his team were in full GAS uniform. Jaina stopped half a pace away, then once she felt the cam lights warming her flanks, said, Captain Atar, I wish I could say what a pleasure it is to see you again. She held out the writ tube. Perhaps you would be good enough to accept this. Your subordinates seem to be rather confused about who they're working for. This drew a round of snickers from the reporters, and Atar's attitude grew wary and bitter. He had been ambushed inside his own nest, and he knew it. He accepted the tube without comment, then removed the writ and read it in silence. When he came to the authorizing signature, his eyes grew wide and his face turned red. He lowered the flimsy and studied Jaina with a raised brow.
You want to visit Valen and Gisela Horn?
That's right, Jaina said.
But they're frozen, he said. In carbonite.
We're aware of that,
Silgall said, stepping to Jaina's side.
That order gives me the right to inspect their frigidation pods and make certain everything is in good order.
And affirms the right of Valen and Gisela Horn to receive visitors while being held in detention, Kip added, motioning Corrin and Mirax forward. Just like any other prisoner.
As you can see, Jaina glanced back, addressing the cams directly, we've taken pains to acquire all the necessary permissions.
Atar nodded.
So you have.
He re-rolled the flimsy carefully, no doubt trying to buy himself time to think, and returned it to the tube.
I'm sure the facility director will be happy to make an appointment.
No, Captain.
Jaina stepped closer to Atar, craning her neck to look up at him, and using the force to nudge him back.
That order gives us immediate access.
So we can be sure that GAS is maintaining the pods properly and as a matter of routine,
Silgall added, also starting forward.
If you think we are going to give you a chance to make repairs and forge maintenance records, you are quite mistaken.
Jaina nudged him back another step, but Atar centered himself in front of the turbolifts.
I'm sorry. He motioned the rest of his squad to their feet. But I don't have the authority to grant you entry to this facility.
Saba slipped forward to stand snout to nose with him.
Look again, Captain. You have no authority to stop us.
The Barabel snatched the tube from his hand, then poked him in the chest with it. Atar's eyes bulged with rage, but before he could respond, Javis Tyr shoved forward to push a microphone into his face.
Captain Atar, the reporter demanded, is it your position that Galactic Alliance security is not bound by Judicial Center writs?
No, of course not.
Atar had barely spoken before the rest of the press began to shout questions, and his face reddened as he realized how his meaning was being misconstrued. He raised his hands for silence, and when that didn't work, he shouted,
I mean the security services are absolutely bound by the law, just like anyone else in the Galactic Alliance.
This one is glad to hear that,
Saba said. She handed the tube back to Jaina, then started toward the turbo lifts.
We will start our search in the sublevels and work up.
Atar's red face suddenly grew pale, and he rushed after her. There's no need to search, Master Seventeen. I'll escort you myself.
Saba stopped at the entrance to the turbolift and turned.
How nice, Captain.
She turned to the cams, which were already pressing in close behind her, then asked,
What are the cell numbers?
Attar shook his head. I'm sorry, Master Seventeen, but we'll be going to...
The infirmary, perhaps?
Saba stooped down to peer at the turbolift control panel.
Is this it? Level 498?
She extended a talon toward the number pad, but Attar's hand shot out to enter a different level instead. Saba studied the number, then turned to the captain, her face scales flattened in the Barabel equivalent of a frown.
470?
She turned and added the level designation for the benefit of her companions and the reporters.
The executive offices?